The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, did you know since the millennium, 2,000 pubs have closed in Ireland, and the forecast is there'll be 1,000 more. So, innovate or die. That's the new rule of thumb for rural pubs around Ireland who are diversifying like never before. But will film screenings and portable saunas be enough to safeguard their future? News Talk Sarah Madden reports.
It's 10 a.m. in Joyce's Pub in Barris, County Carlow, and the usual suspects are at the bar placing their orders. Don't worry, no alcohol licensing laws are being broken here, because this morning it's pastries, not pints, changing hands.
My name is Seamus Jordan and I'm baker owner of Plur Bakery. Here every Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. we take over the grocery at the front of the pub and we sell all our bread and pastries and coffee that we roast. Everything is sourdough, everything is 100% flour that we grow and mill ourselves, and you can see it starts at like all laminated doughs, the brioche, like plain croissants, pan de chocolat, pan de raisin, almond croissants, cinnamons, bread and butter puddings, and then seasonal stuff. Like, we have customers that come in with like fruit and vegetables that they grow and they barter them with us for pastries and bread.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah, it's great.
So when did you start here, Seamus, and why did you think to set up a bakery in a pub?
We started here last April, I think. I suppose it was because there was no other like shop fronts. And this pub was sitting idle. It already had a coffee machine that they were using on like on occasions. So we just asked them if we could consistently open throughout the year for every Friday and Saturday morning, because we have a beautiful market across the road on Friday morning. So they both complement each other, and then to also be here on a Saturday morning for people just traveling from across the country, like to come and try something different. It's been getting busier and busier as time goes on. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing to be in a community and to be able to give back something to our local town. Yeah, like Fridays mainly is usually just the community. It's a community space where people will come. We're open like 4 hours on a Friday, and they'll come and stay for the 4 hours and just come in here and relax and meet other people from the community. It's just a space. They treat it like a pub at 9 o'clock at night, whereas they treat it the same way at 9 a.m. in the morning. Instead of pints, that they have flat whites and tea.
Nice. Yeah. Do you think that there's a future for other cafes within the rural pubs of Ireland?
Absolutely. 100%, because like otherwise this whole space is just closed and not being used. And like, they have such history and heritage that like why not open them up in the morning times to the public and treat it as just a space where people can gather and just have a good time.
Mr. Seamus gives me a rent for the Friday and the Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Brings people in, different people in. Some come back, they like the place, and it's great, they love it. And they wouldn't be coming back unless he's doing something right, so he's doing something right.
John Joyce is the current owner of Joyce's, a pub that's been in his family for more than 100 years.
Seamus came to me there to know would I be interested in renting him the pub on a Friday morning and a Saturday morning, because we wouldn't be open until 5 o'clock in the evening anyhow.
Mm.
And I said, geez, is he cracked? And then he came back to me again. I said to him, did you think about that? I said, I didn't, to tell you the truth, Seamus, but sure, look, have a go at it. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So it's working, and it's working for me and it's working for him. So we're both happy.
More than 2,100 pubs have closed in Ireland over the last two decades, with rural areas experiencing the highest rate of closures. For those trying to stay afloat, diversification is the name of the game.
It's different from what it was 40 years ago anyhow. I suppose drink and driving was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Younger people seem to go for coffees or go for people's houses, or, you know, they're not as what it was like years ago. But look, we're after diversifying. Seamus is in with Plur, and we're after doing a bit of accommodation since COVID as well. So everything seems to be working well. But no, I wouldn't like to have a pub trying to run a pub on its own. Yeah, no.
I went into a pub in Athlone not so long ago, early in the morning, to meet the public, and the room was full of people knitting, you name it, it can happen in a pub.
Pat Crotty is CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland.
Your average small rural pub is the community hub. It's where people meet from births, marriages, deaths, all big occasions, success on the GAA pitches. Whatever happens, the local pub has been involved in it, has probably sponsored it, generally at the heart of it. And that's one of the biggest things that we are already seeing from places where the pubs are gone, is that there are lots of other costs that are not taken into account in terms of mental health, just general well-being, community conversation, a place to go to meet your neighbours for people who are otherwise isolated. And one of the funny things is that there are several other countries. France is the most notable, but there, in Germany and other places, the government are now grant aiding business people to open pubs in villages and towns where there is no pub anymore, because they have realized the value of the social and community and cultural hub that the pub was. And so they're trying to back out of a place that we're driving towards.
In 2022, a Pubs as Community Hubs pilot program was rolled out in 5 rural locations to support rural pubs to diversify their facilities for community use.
I know one did become the local cinema for weekly or monthly showings of films. There was other things that happened, but it never really rolled out. It never caught the wind. And while there was grant aid, most things that have grant aid also required the operator to spend money. And this is part of the problem, is that people don't have reserves if they're not making profits. They're doing their best to hang in. So lots of good ideas can't really happen if the public can't afford to do it themselves.
We need support, we need help, we need assistance, be it from Fáilte Ireland, be it from the government, be it from whoever.
Fred Malzard is owner of Malzard's Pub, a model of diversification in Stonyford, County Kilkenny.
I suppose the bar we're in here at the moment is over 100 years in existence, this particular room. The building itself has been in our family for over 150 years. I'm the fifth generation of the family to operate the business. So I kind of look at myself as the caretaker of it rather than the owner or proprietor. And hopefully someday I have 3 children and one of them will take over the business.
Okay, so we've just come through the oldest part of the pub.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are we coming into now?
We're in the snug area here, which was developed during COVID times. And then we redecorated our lounge, which we're walking into now during COVID as well. So when we reopened after COVID, we had this fantastic new room available for everybody.
Yes, this is a much more sort of modern affair, very sleek, almost bar-like.
Yeah, this room we use for, we use it to accommodate bus tours. We'd have bus tours here, maybe 8 to 10 bus tours a week during the season. And in the off-season then, at night time, it morphs back into being just your regular lounge. But we have it set up in such a way that a little bit of an amphitheatre style. We have TVs on both sides where we explain the sport of hurling to our guests.
Oh.
We bring them in, have a bit of fun with them, have music, entertainment. And they stay with us. We show them, bring them in behind the bar, let them pour their own beers, show them how to pull a pint and have a bit of fun with them, basically.
Great. Okay, so this is sort of like a pub experience as well as everything else.
We call it Malzard's Pub and Hurling Experience. So we've every sort of a group to come in, from kids, school kids from the US to people in their octogenarians. And we introduce them to hurling, tell them about the hurling. But I suppose more importantly, we tell them about the role of the pub in a rural village in Ireland. That it's not just about selling beer, that it is a place where people get together. It's the hub of the community. It's where everybody settles. It's so important in this day and age that we have that kind of facilities, because most villages are just dying on their feet. And thankfully here in Stonyford, we're lucky that the pub is here, it's still open, and we have a great cafe kind of culture in the village as well, with Nocturnia Cafe, where people get, meet and greet and eat. So it's great.
For some pubs, it's as simple as renting out car park space to food and coffee trucks. For others, it's installing outdoor saunas and entertainment facilities like go-karting. Fred has even developed a space behind the pub to host civil marriage ceremonies. But he sees the camper van market as the real way forward.
So this space out here, we're going out to now, is where the RVs, motorhomes, park up. We have electric hookups along the side here. We've more in the centre area. And then there's a 7-acre field there for, anyone that comes in. Motorhome parking has become difficult. A lot of villages don't want it. They don't embrace it, but we do here in Stonyford, because we've had weekends here with up to 40, 50 motorhomes. And when they come into our village, they're not just coming into me in the pub, they're coming into the cafe, the takeaway. Everybody gets a little bit out of it. And, a rising tide lifts all boats. So pubs around Ireland are starting to see this opportunity, and a few of them are bringing RVs in to park. And you know, if they have a car park, the car park's sitting there for the night, so why not have somebody stay in it? Mm. It's even a bit of additional security for the premises that there's people around.
That's true.
So we're quite lucky with, you know, that we have this space here. It's a, you know, it's a nice quiet area in a small village, so it works very well. Last weekend we had 30 to 40 RVs in. And August bank holiday, we would have had 50, and we've had the number up to, I think the most we had was 75 to 80.
Wow.
For a weekend. And that's a captive audience then for our village, not just for me, but for the full village. We've also erected a number of log cabins over here. They're glamping pods. In about an hour's time, they'll be full for the weekend. Mm. So it's great. And we have a house next door. We do a little bit of Airbnb. So
wow.
you just keep moving it forward, and it's great, you know. It's a marriage of everything with our business, that we kind of have so many avenues that we keep working them all, and it's not a case of just, you know, waiting on one person to walk in that door or one avenue. Look, it's a tough business, our trade. The pub trade is a tough, tough game, and, you know, it doesn't get easier. And in this day and age, we need all the support we can get from both the community and from government as well. We're doing a few little things in the background there with the Vintners Federation of Ireland, trying to get, assistance for our pub, the pub trade. Because if you, any village you pass through, you know, you didn't see too many pubs open today as you passed, came to here. Mm. And it's the same everywhere. You know, it's happening all over Ireland. Small pubs are closing down, and we need to give them support because they are the hub of the community. Like, we're standing here, we can see our community centre in the background, and we've a super village here. We've an amazing village, and it all works together. It all gels together, you know. It's a tough game, the pub trade, and we need to be innovative. We need to do something different. The day of waiting for that person just to walk in your door is gone. So look, hopefully we can, you know, we can change things.
All right, Sarah Madden with that report on how pubs are innovating with brand new ideas to keep their rural business open.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.